Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Damn, middle of August, Bob. Where is this stuff going, dude? It's already the 11th of August, and we are fast at it. And I'm hearing all these ads for all the stuff in the fall, and I get a little itchy this time of year because I'm approaching the time where I've got to shoot my bow and start getting a little bit of practice in and the likes of that. But yet you go out and you sweat doing
funny.
It. So
that's funny. When you say that, I think of my daughter, Maggie, who just got engaged, by the way. So I have a new son-in-law on the way. His name is Christian.
Is there a 9-month gestation on that, or is that going
to
happen sooner?
No. I hear there's a May wedding coming, but his name is Christian Schofield. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't have done better. That'll make two awesome son-in-laws I'll have. So yep. we're batting 1,000 so far. But when you say so itchy, Maggie always does this growly voice. You know how my kids do silly little voice.
Oh, they might have learned that from their old man.
So yeah. She goes, "I'm so itchy." It's just a funny thing in our house. I don't know. I'm sure everybody's bored to tears by now. Sorry.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, and we're really not that itchy, but right. We're kind of itching to bring you some grilling.
Yeah, and last week, if you tuned in, we were doing some just plain grilling, and we're going to fancy it up a little bit today. And this is part of the season that I enjoy. I've always maintained that the taste of what comes off the grill is the third thing that you need to do. The first one is the visual, the second one is the smell, and the third one is the taste. So it's important to me when I'm entertaining or I'm having friends over that my food looks and smells as good as it tastes, because I think that those first two things happen, and they're going to lead you to the third one.
And I'm going to even think that some people might believe that the smell is the first thing.
Right.
Because that's
right.
Generally, it draws you in.
Right. I mean, it makes your mouth water.
Your nose exactly. Brings your eyes to it.
Right. Yeah, depending on how far you stand
like
away from my
things.
Grill.
Like
yeah.
Many things. Leave it alone.
Right.
Anyway, so we're recording this show a little early because I'm taking off. It's our 35th wedding anniversary. I'm bringing my bride to the UP. We're going to Pictured Rocks, and we are going to Sault Ste. Marie. I'm going to see my buddy Don Earl up there. He's a great old friend of mine, and we're going to go to the Lock View and have whitefish. He's going to have a fish fry at his house. He's right on the seaway there, and I just love going back to the UP. It's where my roots are.
So you're
going
to be on the east end at the Sioux, and then headed west?
We are. We're going to spend a night in Tequamanon, and we're camping in our tent for two nights. So we're camping in Tequamanon, and then we're going up in the Grand Marais area and camping on federal land. And it's a place called, it's right next to Mosquito Beach. It's called like
well, that
something.
Sounds like fun.
It's called something else, but it's beautiful little spots right on Lake Superior and spots I've never been to. It's a little section of the UP I have just not tread before. And then we're going to end up in Munising, where we will take an evening sunset cruise to see the Pictured Rocks instead of kayaking it, which I wanted to do, but my wife wanted to do the cruise, so...
Well, it's a little more relaxed,
yeah.
And you can enjoy yourself. It's not a working deal. You can go out there and let somebody else tend to the details.
And then after that, her brother Paul and his family have a summer home on a lake just south of Munising. And so we're going to cruise down Forest Highway 13, about 10 miles, and hit a little place called Island Lake.
Okay.
And it is a little piece of heaven. It's a beautiful lake with a little island in the middle. There's only three cottages.
Aptly named.
Yeah. That was brilliant.
Right.
There's only three
well,
cottages.
Well, they are Upers.
Watch it.
I know, man. I'm looking at one. I'm getting it.
There's only three cottages on this lake, Loper.
The Upers, the Upers that say they're tree.
There's tree.
Yeah.
Tree cottages.
So I'm getting it from both sides now.
Right. By the way, that was Chaz, the baritone of beer from Schmoe's Brewery. And we asked him to stay over and hang with us another day.
Yeah, because we had to record this show, so he's bribing us with beer.
Right. We're simple creatures.
Some of us simpler than others.
Right.
Well, anyway, so looking forward to that. So thanks for accommodating me and
let me record this
right. So I could leave.
Right, and that's fine. And we do this from
35
time to time.
Years that woman's put up with me. I mean, she deserves more than a trip to the UP.
Yes, she does. Yeah. That's not even a golf clap, right? Yeah.
I am not standing near the edge near Pictured Rocks. Cause I know a guy pushed his wife over.
Pictured swimmer?
And I'm worth my insurance policy is worth a lot more than hers, so she could definitely dump me right
You're
there.
Worth more dead than you are alive to me, bro.
Way better.
Right. And the house is almost finished.
Right, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good time
for me. I'll have money to
could
fix
the rest
of that.
Could be the last broadcast here.
Yeah.
I've loved every minute of it. Here's to you.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, I give away some barbecues for charity events from time to time, and this last one that I delivered is to an Amish family.
Is that the one you went with apron only?
Right. No.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. I had the bonnet on, too. But anyway, I went down to Shartucky.
To an Amish family.
To an Amish family, and they were having a shindig. I had to get there on Saturday night.
Horseback.
No, I pulled in Big Brown.
Wow.
But I was the white fish out of water.
Uh-huh.
And these people were just wonderful.
Yeah.
But
they are
kids running everywhere.
I'm telling you, they're wonderful people.
Right, yep. And I you know what? They treated me very well. But this guy at the charity auctions that I MC from time to time, he's the auctioneer. And the part that I, you know, everybody has their own maybe perception about what Amish families are about, but this guy talks as fast to his family as he auctioneers. And I was just, and there's a lot of them, right? And he's kind of.
They're prolific.
Right. Yeah, and he's kind of the guy that was in charge of everything. I don't know if he had an official position or whatever.
Maybe it was his house.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was. It was his house, but anyway,
it's a patriarchal society.
Right, he was rattling off to all these people and all this stuff that was going on, and I was trying to keep up. I'm like, dude, here's your food. I'm out, right? But it was fun. I really enjoyed it, and I had a nice experience with this family that was down between Vermontville and Charlotte in the Eaton County area of Michigan, and It was just good to be able to bring that to them, and you know what, they were very grateful.
Was that like your first upfront exposure to Amish?
No, not at all.
Okay,
not at all. My brother, when he lived in that same area, had neighbors on either side of him that were the Amish families, mm-hmm. and so he was the odd man out.
They're a little shy at first, but as soon as they realize if you are this way, that you're friendly and that you're a decent person. I mean, they're very perceptive. They're a little quiet and standoffish at first, but as soon as they start opening up to you.
Are we stereotyping right now?
No.
You grew up in Chartucky. You know all about this.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And I spent a lot of time in northern Indiana, and there's so many Amish down there, and I probably had them wrong for a long time. And then I started repping for these grill factories years ago, and some of them have some pretty big stores, like in Shipshewana.
Right.
And those big Amish shops are gigantic. These guys are entrepreneurs, but I had a lot of fun getting to know these guys. And when they got their first cell phone, they were grinning so wide, they could eat a banana sideways. I mean, these guys are so happy to show me their cell phone or their bicycle.
Right.
So it's a cool culture, really wonderful people. And it is kind of stereotyping, but, you know, I think I'm safe because they probably aren't listening because I don't think they have radios.
Oh, easy now, but who knows? Coming up next, we're going to continue the fancy grill. Did we start it yet?
No.
I'm not sure we did, but we're going to get into a little bit of fancy grill. Barbecue Bob wants to grill a pizza. Stick with us. We'll be back. She said, here she was.